John 16, verses 7 through 11, records these words of the Lord Jesus. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Those solemn words spoken on the night of his betrayal constitute some of the final words of Jesus before his sacrifice. They are of great import because of their circumstances and their content. An interpretation of John 16, 7 through 11 requires first a few words of definition. What did Jesus mean when he spoke of the Comforter coming to his disciples? The Greek term translated comforter in the King James Version of the Bible is a combination of two Greek words. The preposition para, which means beside, alongside, is joined with the verb laleo, which means to call. So joined together, they become paraclete and mean one called alongside. The term is otherwise translated by advocate, helper, counselor, companion. The promise of the Lord was that upon his separation from the disciples by his ascension back to the Father, he would send them another companion like himself who would abide with them forever. Now, Jesus spoke of the coming of the Holy Spirit to abide with and within each Christian when he spoke of the Comforter coming. Now, what did Jesus mean when he spoke of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, reproving the world? The term reprove means to convince by presenting truth. It is otherwise translated bring conviction, make conscious, convince, prove wrong. It refers to the work of the Holy Spirit of God by which he ministers in the heart of a sinner, making him aware of his sinful and lost condition and of his need for forgiveness and cleansing through Christ. A study of the work of the Holy Spirit and the salvation of sinners must include a consideration of his blessed work of conviction of sin. A preacher friend of mine is accustomed to say, you cannot get a person saved until you get him lost. That is, a person will not come to Christ for forgiveness until he is convinced that his sin is serious and that he needs divine cleansing. The reproving work of the Holy Spirit brings a sinner to that consciousness of spiritual need and thus prepares him for the reception of saving grace. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. Jesus said, he will reprove the world of sin because they believe not on me. Now, what is sin? Well, there are many different words used in the Hebrew and Greek manuscripts of the Old and New Testaments of our Bible, each describing some different aspect of sin. Sin is described as rebellion, trespass, missing the mark, a crooked disposition. It is an act, an attitude, and a condition of spirit. In every expression, sin is man's rejection of the government of God over his life. Now, how is unbelief related to the Spirit's conviction of sin? Jesus said, he will reprove the world of sin because they believe not on me. The New English Bible gives this translation. He will reprove the world of sin by their refusal to believe on me. The idea is that refusal to trust Jesus Christ is the essence of sin. Now, why is unbelief so serious? Well, the first epistle of John has this answer. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Unbelief puts the lie to God's testimony of the seriousness of sin, man's need of forgiveness, and God's provision of salvation in Jesus. There could hardly be a worse sin than that, could there? When does condemnation come upon a man as a consequence of his unbelief? Jesus gives the answer, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now the Holy Spirit is personally present in the world today to convince every man of his desperate spiritual plight and to call him to Jesus Christ. Every person is either saved or condemned this moment, depending on whether he is trusting Jesus Christ as personal Savior. The Holy Spirit also convicts the world of righteousness. Jesus said, He will reprove the world of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Now what is righteousness? Righteousness is the condition of the person who is right. The Holy Spirit has come to present proof to men of what is involved in a right relationship with God. Righteousness, right relationship between man and God, is the theme of the entire Bible revelation. It is imperative in view of God's verdict on man. There is none righteous, no, not one. And yet without the holiness which comes from a right standing with God, no man shall see God. But how can a person be made righteous? Well, there are two types of righteousness, each distinguished by the source from which it comes. Self-righteousness is that goodness which man can produce by discipline of attitudes and actions so as to make his life conform to the generally accepted standards of good conduct. Imputed righteousness is the righteousness of God which is freely given to the person who commits himself to God by repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Man is the source of self-righteousness. God is the source of imputed righteousness. Now, which kind of righteousness is required of God? The Bible makes it quite clear that self-righteousness will never be sufficient before God. It judges by a lower standard than God has set. The result is, according to the prophet Isaiah, all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags before God. Only the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ will be sufficient to gain entrance into heaven. The fact that Jesus went to the Father, was accepted there, and sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high indicates His righteousness is acceptable to God. Now that is why the Apostle Paul declared his desire to be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The righteousness of Jesus Christ is imputed to you when you are saved. So be content with nothing less than His perfect righteousness, for God will accept nothing less. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of judgment. Jesus said, He will reprove the world of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Now judgment is a great Bible doctrine. In fact, there are more references to judgment than to rewards in Holy Scripture. Now that does not mean God is cruel and harsh. A warning of judgment is an indication of grace. Suppose you started to cross a street unaware that a large truck was bearing down on you. A friend who saw the danger would cry, "Watch out!" Now his cry of warning would be because he wanted to spare you, not because he hated you. So God warns of judgment because of His mercy and desire to spare us. The present world order is condemned. The fashion of this world passeth away. Yes, the world will pass away with all of its treasures, and only he who does the will of God will abide. A great day of testing is coming. All things will be shaken by the powers of judgment. The only thing that will not collapse will be the kingdom of God and those who are the children of God. Hebrews 12, verses 25 to 28 warns of such a day, and God wants to spare you from perishing with the present world system, so He warns you by His Spirit and calls you to Christ. Thank God for the blessed ministry of His dear Holy Spirit, for without His ministry of reproving conviction, we would not understand the seriousness of sin, the true nature of righteousness which God requires, nor the certainty and finality of eternal judgment. We would live out our time here in the world, unknowing of the danger ahead, and suddenly fall into judgment unto condemnation. But God does not want that to happen. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Therefore, He has sent the Holy Spirit to make sure we know the truth and have opportunity to turn from sin and be made safe from the danger it entails. So today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart.